Hello?
My name is Quay, returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
Yes, I got charged $76 from you guys. I think it was 76.86, something like that. And I did not authorize that money to go to you.
Okay, I'd be happy to see why were you charged. What's your zip code?
It's 64444.
First and last name.
Gary Miller. I have never signed up for anything with you people. And if I don't get my money back, I'm going to go to the district attorney here in Missouri. I'm turning you in.
Yes, now you say your zip code is 64444.
Yes.
Okay, so nothing is pulling up. Your first and last name isn't pulling up with that zip code. May you spell it for me?
What, my name?
Yes.
It's Gary Miller.
Okay, yes. Let's see. One moment, 'cause I had to use located with your first and last name, but I need you to verify your email address to narrow the search down because there's multiple Gary Millers.
Well, I know you're getting kind of personal, but anyway, it's GDMILL14@yahoo.com.
Okay, so one moment, let me try to narrow this search down. It was G as in George, D as in David, M as in Mary, I as in Igloo, L as in Larry, L as in Larry, 14 at yahoo.com.
Yeah, GD Golf Delta Motel India Lima 14@yahoo.com.
Okay, because that, the email isn't pulling anything up. But since you say you were charged, I do want to try something.
Sure amazing you took my money. And it says, and give me your guys' name and address as the people that took it.
All right, so since you were charged, I do want to still try to locate an account.
Huh?
I say, yes, sir. Well, since you are charged, I still want to try to locate an account because right now, I used that zip code 64444. Nothing pulled up. I searched your first and last name. Of course, multiple, Gary Millers pulled up, but none was registered to you. So then I just searched your email address, and nothing pulled up as well. And also your phone number that we do have here that we called from, the 816-301-8407. Nothing pulled
Yeah.
up either.
Well, you sure took the money out of off my card. Now, why? How in the heck come this happened?
Okay, so the final result, since you said that no charges was taken off of your card, the last result to even try to see, say, since the information isn't registered under your stuff, see who actually may have used the card information, which I just need the first six and last four of the card. But other than that, then we're not showing what we charged you.
You need the last one of the card.
I need the first six and last four of that card that was charged.
Okay. Let's see. Just a second. I gotta get my glasses on. I've been safe sleeping.
Yes, sir. I know it's pretty late, but we, you know, we're open 24/7.
All right. First six is 51151. And the last four is 8459.
Now, the first six, you said 51151.
Six.
So 516?
Six.
Let's see. Okay, yeah. So I put, let me repeat the first six again, 511516. The last four is 8459. And nothing pulled up for me as well. So if I wasn't able to find anything with solely your information, but definitely I should have found something associated with that card, the reason why you're saying you was charged. But since I have, I can just say, I do advise, call back with your bank. Make sure the number is valid, because I'm not sure when we're the ones that charge you.
Well, all I know is I went to my bank, because it pulled it up on my phone right after you did it. And you did it, I can tell you, when you took my money, even to the minute when you took it.
Unless you got a different email address, but like I said, only Gary Miller's that did pull up. They wasn't associated with that email address that you did give me.
Well.
So I can just presume that we wasn't the ones that actually charged the card. Maybe the number is different.
It says a transaction of 76. 68. Is that what you guys charge for something?
Yes, that price does sound familiar, but again, yes.
At 22-12-02 at 06.37. Let's see, be what? I don't know. It was last night you did it, and you did it at 9:37 p.m. yesterday.
Well, yes, sir. So I can, like I say, use your zip code. I use your first and last name. I use your phone number, your email. And lastly, I definitely used the card, and nothing pulled up even with that card information.
Well, did you use it as a MasterCard?
But see, all I have to do is put the first six and last four in, and if any account that's associated with that card number would have pulled up, and nothing pulled up. So I only have to just say, I know we weren't the ones that charged you. I do advise reach back out to your bank and make sure the information was correct, because I'm just not showing where we're the ones that charged you.
Well, I'm going to turn you guys over to the district attorney, because there's got to be something that goes on going on there. Now, here you took my money, and you got no deal. How about account number 8459? Does that show something?
But see, all the methods of authentication that I can use, which is even with your zip code, first and last name, phone number, email, and card, we're unable to locate an account. So I just have to say, I know that we weren't the ones that actually charged you. Because even if I wouldn't have found you with the zip code, first and last name, phone number, email, that card number definitely would have registered and pulled some. If that means if somebody, you know, it would have pulled any account up if it wasn't registered to you.
Is there anybody else I can talk to on this? Because I don't, I'm not buying this. You guys took my money. Give me your name. On my bank. That's that. It was you guys that was took my money, and now you're telling me you didn't.
I'm just showing I don't have an account registered. Man, I do advise you speak back with your bank, but I'm just showing we don't have any account associated with any of the information that you have provided today.
Well, I'm not buying it. I'm going to the district attorney.
Yes, sir. I do advise you speak back with your bank. Or whatever, but we're just showing where we don't, with the information that you have provided me today, We don't have an account associated with you.
Gary D. Miller. And I give you 64444 is my zip code. Do you have Gary D. Miller in there? Maybe that one.
Well, I just put Gary D. Miller and nothing pulled up. And then, of course, when I tried just regular Gary Miller, you know, multiple options do pull up, but none are associated with you.
Well, all I know is I'm out 70, almost 70, well, 7668, and I don't want it to happen again.
Yes, sir, and we'll be happy to even assist with that, making sure, you know, you won't get charged. It's just I need to have an account in order to pull up. And with us not even being able to pull up anything, your zip code, first and last name, phone number, card, nothing pulled up in order for me to even assist you. So that's the problem that we're running into. I mean, it's not that we're not able to assist you. It's just the information that was provided today is not pulling anything up for us to even access any account.
It's amazing that number come out of the hat, and then I go to my bank, and you guys are there, but you don't have an account for me.
Yes, sir. With everything that you have provided, the only thing we can do is enter it into the system and see what pulls up. But nothing has pulled up and populated reference to your information.
Are there any other information I can give you?
We've utilized everything. At this point, we have utilized everything. And at this point, yeah, we're unable to locate an account.
Well, I had an account, and I think it was with you guys a while back, and I answered it. I told them to cancel that thing. And now all of a sudden, I get charged again for it, you know, and so on. So you have any canceled accounts? You could look up.
But see, even with that being the case, when I put in your zip code, first and last name, phone number, email, and definitely with that card, something would have generated for us. But since nothing has generated for us, the only advice I can say is, once again, reach back out to your bank because we have not located an account today.
Well, maybe can they give me an account number?
But see, that's solely up to your bank. I can only verify what we are able to do for you.
Well, you were no help.
Okay, well, thanks for calling customer support.
I'm Sean, and he's with your company, but you're no help. So I guess that's the way scammers do it. So, thank you much.
You're welcome, and thanks for calling customer support.
Okay, I'm going to call some more. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling, customer.